So I too have no relationships to disclose, and we'll get right into the discussion on family communication in a sample of Asian young men who have sex with men. So as a kind of beginning, just to kind of get an idea about where we were coming from with these analyses, to give an introduction to some of the literature around these areas. That parental expectations within Asian families are sometimes extremely high, especially around academic success. And there has shown to be a link, perhaps, between some of these strong expectations and mental health issues in Asian adolescents, particularly around tension between parents and children, and that it creates a lot of pressure around children to maintain and achieve the expectations. In addition, there is some literature around communication in Asian families indicating that there's a limitation to the kinds of topics that are discussed and how those topics are discussed. Sex and sexuality are things that are generally not talked about within Asian families. And among adult Asian men, Asian American men in particular, who have sex with men, it indicates there's a challenge between bridging the two identities between being an Asian American man and being a gay or bisexual or gay man or man who has sex with men. And that some of those challenges have implications for mental health issues. However, while there's some limited research around adult men, there's even less research around young Asian men who have sex with men. So this study was a pilot study to kind of gain a better understanding about the lives of Asian young men who have sex with men in Los Angeles, with the idea that we would potentially be able to take this study a little further and do a larger study based on our experience with this one. So our methods. We recruited a total of 84 young men in Los Angeles over a period of 5 months, and they were 18 to 24 years old. We specifically recruited specific ethnic groups, Filipino, Chinese, Indian, Vietnamese, and Korean. And those ethnic groups were chosen based on the advice from our community partners and also from just the larger Asian groups in Los Angeles County. So you'll notice that there's some that are definitely missing. The study itself is a mixed method study. Individuals completed an ICASI survey that was about 45 minutes to an hour long, and then they also completed a semi-structured in-depth qualitative interview. And we had three different qualitative interviews that we did, and people were kind of randomly selected as to which ones they did. We had a qualitative interview specifically around family, one around discrimination, and another around connection to different communities. And the findings for this particular presentation are based on the family interviews. So we had 24 interviews that we analyzed for the qualitative work and identified several different themes that came across that emerged as the most important among our young men. And those focused around family expectations, family communication, and perceived family beliefs about sex, sexuality, and MSM in general. So to go ahead and give you an idea of what our larger sample looked like, the 84. And you'll notice that about 95% of them had parents that were foreign born, and a large proportion that were immigrant. And about half of them were in 22 to 24 years old. And the other half younger. These are some of the survey items that I'm gonna show sporadically that kind of help confirm some of the qualitative findings. We had some questions on the survey about family expectations, and you'll see that 61% said that their parents expect them to marry a woman, and 55% say it's important that I have children for their parents. And these are some of the expectations that emerged qualitatively as well, as almost every single one of them that we interviewed spoke about these expectations and the stress and pressure that they had around those expectations. So here's a quote from one of the young men. It says, "Every time my family and I go to a family outing, everyone always asks a question, 'Are you dating anyone?' So it always goes back to, 'When are you going to get married? When are you going to have children?'" And a lot of young men said they actually avoided going to these kinds of family gatherings simply because they got tired of having to address these questions. Interesting, some who had actually already disclosed their sexuality to their parents said that their parents still had this expectation that they would marry a woman and have children. And one young man said in particular, his father said, "Don't think of it as a relationship, it's an arrangement." And there was a lot of stress that around this idea. And young men were, you felt very hurt that their parents were thinking that their expectations were more important than their own happiness. Here's a quote. She says that, "My grandma still expects me to have kids and a wife even though she found out I'm gay, because to them they think gay is just, you can get over it. You can just have kids and get married, which is true, but it's not really true, kind of. We can still have kids, we can still get married, but that's not, you're not going to live happily. To them they think that's okay." And as far as having children, some of our respondents said, you know, we can always adopt. That's certainly an option. But for the parents, that wasn't always an option. They said that it had to be a blood relative. And especially some of the young men in our study were only sons in a family, and they felt that that was particularly important. Say, my mom keeps saying, "I want a child from you right now. I want you to have a kid." And I say, "Yeah, I'll probably adopt." But she's like, "No, it's not the same. You have to have our own blood." And it sucks for me because I'm the only son. Some of the other expectations that the young men talked about focus on education and career and financial success. And college was extremely important to the young men in the study, mainly because they said it was linked to later financial success. And interestingly enough, parents were really involved in their career choices. There was one young man in our study who wanted to be a musician, and his father got very involved in that because he didn't think that that would necessarily lead him to a successful career and talked him out of being a musician. Here's a quote from another respondent who said, "I'm an assistant manager. They feel like it's play. My parents still think it's not a professional job. They feel like a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday desk job is professional, or being a doctor, being an engineer. They want me to go to law school. They're pushing me to go to law school because my job has to be a professional job." And similar to the marriage expectation, respondents felt that the career choices for their parents were more about fulfilling those expectations and, again, about their own happiness. And so this also caused a great deal of stress among many of our respondents. They also said that they felt like some of this pressure was coming from the idea of financial stability, and that most of their parents had been foreign-born, and that they saw this as an opportunity for their children to have a better life than they had in their home country. And so it's kind of related to the idea of an American dream. My godmother pushes me harder to go to school, and she just wants me to finish so that, again, I can live a life where I don't have to maybe worry about as much as they did growing up, because they had a lot less, and they had to do a lot more to get where they are. So in the interviews, we asked some of the young men how they felt about some of these different expectations, and a lot of them expressed feeling a sense of shame and a lot of guilt that they wouldn't be able to fulfill the expectations, particularly around marriage and family. They felt that by fulfilling those, they'd be compromising themselves, but some of them still felt that maybe in the end they would fulfill those expectations for their parents. But for those that didn't want to kind of deny themselves their own happiness, they said that they really seemed to overcompensate on the financial success in order to at least appease their parents in that realm. So I feel obligated to marry and to have kids, and because I can't do that, I want to make it up to her by in every other way I can. So just, I guess, I'm going to college now, I'll get a good job, and that's, yeah, live a healthy life. So this created quite a bit of pressure among our respondents, and many of them were in college at the time because, again, there was the range of 18 to 24. We got a sense from some of them that they kind of took on these expectations from their parents and made them their own, so that they, even though there might be pressure from the family to do something, they in the end decided that they were going to do that and that that was their idea. And it was kind of an interesting dichotomy. Like, this is one young man who exemplified that. He said, "In the beginning, I was a Japanese major because I wanted to go to Japan and do all that because I liked Japanese culture and I really wasn't sure what I was interested in. My dad was like, 'That's not going to make you any money.' So then we decided law, which is fine. Though, I mean, I think it's interesting. It makes you look good." (Laughter) And related to other expectations is that a lot of young men said they sense some heterosexist undertones in their family, that families, when TV shows that featured gay men or lesbians came on, their parents would make comments or make it seem like that was a shameful thing. And so that really precluded many of them from wanting to disclose their sexuality. So I don't like going to family events. It's uncomfortable because everybody asks you, like a relative, oh, do you have a girlfriend? And I don't like that because I never really had a girlfriend. I never really wanted to talk about that. You just think in your head, like, oh my gosh, they're going to ask me what and am I going to say? It's stressful. Okay. So we also asked some questions in the survey about family communication. And you'll see that 80% of them said that they kept secrets from their family. And the secrets that they kept included sex, substance use, their friends, and where they went at night. That last one in particular, because they felt if they said they were going to a club, that would just open up a whole other stream of questions, and they just really didn't want to get into it with their parents. So some of the common topics that they talked about were very businesslike, and oddly enough, related very closely to the expectations around education and work. That seemed to be the general mode of communication, even though they may talk to their parents almost every day. It was topics about school and work, generally. They rarely discuss anything personal or emotional. So I usually talk about school because I don't want to get into the other areas because she really doesn't want to know about them and she wouldn't want to know about them. Another thing they talked about was gossip about other family members, and this was usually with the mother. The mother would update them on what their cousins and aunts and uncles were up to. And I think they were fearful that perhaps if they shared too much with their mother, then their mother would be gossiping about them to other family members. They did differentiate between the things they talked about with their moms and the things they talked about with their dads. The dads was usually like real estate or money, and the mother was more gossip. When I talk to my mom, she tells me gossip about other family members and stuff. And she just talks a lot, and I just listen. And then with my dad, he talks to me about money, like a lot. Just like probably 90% of the conversations about careers or money or something. Things that they avoided. Over half the sample, according to the survey, said that it's not at all acceptable or not acceptable to discuss sex or romantic attractions in the family. That was confirmed qualitatively, where you pretty much have to find out about sex on your own. It's very common for the Asian kind of tradition or Filipino tradition. I even asked my mom, like, why didn't you talk to us about sex? And she's like, well, it's just not talked about, you know? It's tradition. It's the Asian culture. The Filipino culture is very private. You keep to yourself. You want to kind of blend in. You don't want to really stand out. A lot of the young men really said that they would like a closer relationship with their parents, that it was really difficult for them to not be able to talk about their personal feelings with their parents, and that they kind of chalked this up to traditional culture, that their parents, again, most of them being foreign-born, were very much enmeshed in traditional culture and that it wasn't acceptable. Well, obviously, I'd like to be closer and be able to talk about things other than business. It's just breaking that huge wall you build up in your adolescence. Try to separate your parents, trying to be independent in whatever. Chinese families aren't that close. You don't say, I love you. You don't kiss and hug and stuff. So when you do that, it feels very awkward, and it shouldn't. Okay, so even after they might have disclosed their sexuality, they still didn't talk about it. It might have been mentioned and then never brought up again. The mother or the father, whomever they disclosed to, didn't want to talk about it. My mother and I don't talk about my sexuality. We don't talk about who I am dating. I can talk about everything else but relationships with my parents. I guess it was hard for my mom to accept it at first, but after, I guess, she kind of just learned to accept it, and now she hasn't asked me about being gay. She more so concentrates on school and work and stuff like that. And as I already mentioned, that these beliefs seem to really preclude a closer relationship that they really did desire. It's like in the Korean culture, you have to respect your elders, and I think talking about sex would be a bad thing. They don't want to hear about that. They want to hear about school, career, marriage, children, not about sex. Okay, these are some general family beliefs about MSM. Over half of them say they think their family thinks they'll get AIDS if they have sex with men. Okay, and so in general, again, kind of going back to the heterosexist undertones, they said that in their family, there seemed to be a belief that being gay is a choice and that it was something that could be fixed or cured. Now, my mother doesn't accept it. She still thinks it's a choice, and her words were, I accept it, but I don't accept it, but I respect your decision. Wrap it up. Okay. I guess the most important, again, is that it would the fact that their parents or family would know if they would bring shame or they would lose face in their family. And what all this kind of comes to light, thinking about the bigger picture, is that there did just seem to be a lot of stress and anxiety in these young men's lives related to family expectations. Unfortunately, in the survey, we did not measure stress or anxiety or any of that because it was a very short survey. So the next steps really are that we want to kind of think about developing a larger study with Asian young men around mental health to better explore some of these issues and understand the link between this and potential HIV risk, because there is in the literature a link between anxiety, stress, and HIV risk, as well as higher rates of anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues in adolescent Asian young men. If anyone wants any more information, there is a paper that is based on this. Feel free to contact me, and that's it.
Take one question, and really one question. All families have lots of expectations mm-hmm. for their young adult children, and but I wonder if the perception that these Asian young people feel that the expectations that are brought upon them are higher than maybe what mainstream families put on their children. Mm-hmm. Does that come into play in any way, or did you get any sense of that?
We got some sense of that, and I should say that this study kind of came from a larger study that we had with a cohort of over 500 young men who had sex with men in Los Angeles, and that included a Latino, of Mexican descent, Caucasian, and African American group. And we wanted to initially include an API group, which was going to be Filipino, but we just couldn't get a large enough sample at that time. I did the qualitative analysis and interviews for both studies, and there was a marked difference in how these young men talked about these expectations. It was really, because when I first read it, it's like, well, this isn't that earth-shattering, but really kind of comparing how they talked about these was really quite different. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so finally we have Sal Huang. Who is currently a visiting scholar and adjunct professor in the Center for the Study of Ethnicity and Race at Columbia University. She's received several awards, grants, and fellowships, including an Independent Research Investigator Development Award from the U.S. National Institute on Drug Abuse for research on the New York Transgender Project, the U.S. National Institute of Health Loan Repayment Program for Health Disparities Research, and an international scholarship for from the International AIDS Society, and a U.S. NIH National Service Research Nurse Award. So lots of awards, the publications, and lots of peer-reviewed journals and book chapters as well. And she has been interviewed for the Latin American Center on Sexuality and Human Rights website, serves on the board of directors for the International Gay and Lesbian Human Rights Commission and the National Queer Asian and Pacific Islander Alliance.
I'm going to read off of this